For many American Indians, the sequester could not have come at a worse time. That's according to Amber Ebarb, a policy analyst at the National Congress of American Indians. She says there are nearly 18,000 American Indians eligible for services in Idaho.
These are the people who will be directly affected by the reductions to social services or health care or education.
American Indian tribes get help from a variety of federal agencies that are dealing with the sequester. But Indian Health Services, under the Department of Health and Human Services, lost 5% of its budget. In Idaho, that means $20 million was cut on March 1st. Ebarb says this could mean some patients will be turned away from clinics. Meanwhile, tribal school districts in Idaho will have to make difficult decisions for next fall. Ebarb says the sequester could mean choices like cuts to transportation for students in rural areas or losing assistant teacher positions. But she says sequestration does more than just threaten education and healthcare funding.
It violates the trust and treaty rights to Indian tribes. So not only is it devastating economically, it also undermines the solemn agreements that have been made between the U.S. government and Indian tribes.
Tribal leaders are figuring out exactly what cuts to programs like Head Start will mean in the coming months. Ebarb is hopeful Congress will end the sequester before it reverses the economic progress made by American Indians in the last two decades. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.